Well, I think we should probably start, given that it's now nearly quarter past, and we have a busy agenda to get through. So if everyone's okay with that, we'll begin. Gabby, we start with the confirmation of minutes and actions from the last meeting. Do you want to just go through the actions?
Well, should I just go through all actions or just the ones that, you know, haven't been done or have some notes?
Well, just very quickly go through everything. It won't take long, will it?
Well, let me open them then. Okay, got them here. Action 4701, Bart Boswinkel to provide the CCNSO Council with a link to the IDN Expert Working Group.
Yeah.
That was done. Done. 4702, Bart Boswinkel to follow up on action item 4506. Bart Boswinkel to send a note to the CCNSO members list with a summary of the root zone scaling report and ask for comments.
It's not done. I'm waiting for the ASAC to say the public comment period has closed already for quite some time, and the ASAC is still brewing on its response. I thought it might be useful when the ASAC has made its response public to include that in the summary.
Okay.
Action 4703. Gabby, to send out a call for volunteers for the Wildcard Study Group on behalf of Young and Lee. That's done.
Okay.
4704, the chair to forward out our comments on the affirmation of commitment review document to the CCNSO councillors. That's done. Action 4705, Gabby, to ask Patrick Sherry if he can act as a facilitator during the CCNSO council workshop in Nairobi. That's done, but Patrick won't attend the Nairobi meeting, so
we'll get that on the agenda.
Action 4706, the chair to contact Wolfgang Feinwächter to confirm. That means confirm that he can speak to the members meeting instead of to the council. That's done, and he will speak to the members meeting. And then action 4707, Bart Boswinkel to inform Jörg Schweiger that the CCNSO Council has formally approved him as chair of the Incident Response Working Group. That's done. Action 4708, Gabby to find out which of the CCPLDs using wildcards will be present in Nairobi and if any of them would be prepared to give a presentation on the topic. There were currently 11, so I haven't contacted all of them. I contacted 5. Some of them won't be in Nairobi. The only one who has actually confirmed he would like to speak on it is Phil Stemmick, although he might not be there in person. So if he won't be there in person, he will probably do something short on the phone.
What day
the
is
other,
it?
That's on the Tuesday.
Phil Stemmick will be there.
Well, he said he has some family issues, like family problems. So, but he said he would still probably like to contribute over the phone, so he would do something. The others have either not, they either won't be there, or someone said they don't use them anymore, and sorry. 4709, Bart Boswinkel on behalf of the IDN PDP Working Group 1 to respond to the ALAC feedback on the draft paper and introduction of IDN CCPLDs. Bart, that's done.
It's part of the overview of comments and consideration of comments posted on a public forum.
Okay, and then action 4710, the chair to contact responsible security staff at ICANN to gain more information about how these issues have been dealt with and forward the information to the council members.
That's been done.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, and someone joined. Who joined? Han Chuan Lee, right?
Yes, that's right.
We can hardly hear you, though.
Oh, hi, is it better?
That's better, yes. Thanks.
Yeah, okay, Dao is not working.
Well, you're very, very faint, but don't worry, unless you want to speak, in which case you'll have to shout.
All right.
Okay. The second item on the agenda is the endorsement process for candidates to the review team. That's the review of the Accountability and Transparency Review. So what happened there is that for some strange reason, which I'm not really clear, there's been a call for volunteers to be on the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. And the intention appears to be that people should volunteer and then get the endorsement of the if they volunteer on behalf of the CCNSO then or the CCTLD community rather than get the endorsement of the CCTLD community, which seems to be a bit of an odd way of doing things. But Bart, we've got a way forward on that, haven't we?
Yeah, it's first of all, what will happen probably over the next day or so is that this the period for submission of candidates will be extended for a week. So until the next week or something. Secondly, what I've heard is the GNSO, but Olga, maybe you can fill or in a better position to explain. What I've been told is that the GNSO more or less agreed that, say, they will endorse or as a process endorse the candidates who have submitted their names. So they submit their names, and in a parallel process, the GNSO Council will either pick one or two or three members on that list for the review panels to be selected.
May I comment?
Yeah, and of course, that's why I asked. But that's why I said that's
okay.
What I've heard.
Well, GNSO submitted comments. They are already published in the public comment space. We are in the process of defining how to select the nominees. And as far as I understand, the interested people to volunteer for this reviewing team should present their expression of interest through the ICANN process, not directly to the GNSO. And then they will be submitted to the GNSO Secretariat, and then they will be selected by GNSO. But we are working very intensely now in defining a process among the GNSO, in the GNSO, how to select those candidates from the pool of candidates. So I cannot give you more details because we haven't finished yet. By the way, we have been having conference calls almost every day because the time, the due date is very close.
Okay. Thanks, Olga. I think this is the situation, I think, as far as, or should be the situation anyway, as far as we're concerned. We don't yet know, it's quite complicated, we don't yet know how many people in total will be on this review team. But the suggestion, I think in the documentation, was about 8 or 9, and it may end up being that or slightly more. So what I think would be really sensible is if there are members of the CCNSO or members of the CCTLD community who are interested in being on the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, that they should put their names forward to ICANN, and then I assume, Bart, that the intention is that ICANN will come back to us and ask us if which of the however many volunteers there are that we would endorse to be on that panel, and if then we can presumably have a discussion about those people and endorse them. Is that basically right?
If that's the process the CCNSO wants to follow, then that is the process.
Okay, fine. Well, that strikes me as being relatively sensible. I'm going to put my name forward as volunteering for that team, and I'd be very happy if others who wanted to do it would do the same. I think this is the first of these reviews under the affirmation of commitment, and it's very important that we make sure that we're properly represented by people who speak for the community and are able to put the time in and do the work, and because this one, the first one, will probably be used as a sort of experiment or template for the future. So if there are people who want to do this, then I would encourage you to put your names forward.
And maybe to add to this, Chris, so you are aware of it, and if we put out a call for volunteers, the expectation is that it will be about 15 to 30 days in a 9-month period.
Yeah.
So it will cost you about 15 to 30 days, depending on the level of discussion, etc.
So can we, if everyone's comfortable with this, can we start, can maybe you send out a note to the community that just says, look, we are asking, it would be great if people who are interested in volunteering would put their name forward, and then the council will work out who they want to endorse and produce a list, even though we don't actually know how many there will be at this stage.
Yeah, and so the mechanism is for ICANN as well to get back to the council to endorse a number of candidates so they can pick the members from the panel.
Is everybody happy with that? Is anyone unhappy with that? Good. All right. Well, as I said,
okay.
I'm going to put my name forward, and I would encourage anyone who's interested and prepared to devote the time to do the same thing, because my gut feeling is we'll need at least 2 and possibly 3 CCTLD representatives on the review panel.
Yep.
Okay. Good. All right.
Can I just ask who joined? Because I think someone joined.
Did somebody just join? Oh.
Hi, it's Becky.
Hi,
Becky.
Hello.
Hello.
We've given you 3 jobs, and we'll let you know what they are later.
Great. Just remind me when the calls are.
We've just dealt with item 2 on the agenda, which is the candidates for the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. And basically just said, if you're interested, please put your name forward through the ICANN process, and then the CCNSO Council will endorse a number of volunteers, Becky.
Okay.
If you're in the mood.
If I'm in the mood? Is that one of my assignments?
No, it's up to you.
Okay.
Okay, item 3 is the Council workshop in Nairobi. Now, in the past, at these workshops that we've run for the council, looking at planning and structure and all those other things. Hi, who just joined?
It's me, Oscar. I was disconnected.
Sorry. Hi, Oscar. Welcome back. In the past, these council workshops dealing with structure and logistics and strategy, etc., have been moderated or facilitated by Patrick Sherry. Patrick unfortunately won't be in Nairobi. I still think that we need to have this workshop, and I'll explain why in a second. And obviously it needs to be moderated by somebody, and clearly given that Patrick won't be there, it needs to be moderated by somebody on the council. So I have asked, subject to to the council's consent and approval, I've suggested to Leslie that if she was prepared to do it, that would be great. It's obviously not sensible for me to do it, given that one of the things that we're going to be talking about is succession planning. So Leslie has said that if everyone's reasonably happy with that, then she's prepared to do it, and the intention would be that in the next week or 2 weeks, Bart and I will send out some documentation, pre-reading for the council workshop in Nairobi, which will basically be a very loose agenda and some background information about what we currently have on our plate, what we're doing, how we're doing it, what we have coming up, and looking at the sorts of decisions that we need to make for the next 12 months in order to make sure that we get everything done that needs to be done. And then if everybody's comfortable, Leslie would actually run that workshop, which would be on the Sunday morning in Nairobi. Are there any comments or is there any feedback on that anybody wants to make?
I think it's great if Leslie is willing to do it.
Great. Thanks, Vicky. Well, she said she was, so, and she's not on the call, so she's stuck now, if everyone agrees, so she can't. Everyone okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. So in the next week or so, I will send out some stuff that it's just a very sort of loose agenda, as I said, and some background information. Bart's done some really good background work and diagrams and stuff of what it is that we're actually doing and what we need to do to move forward. So that will feed into our workshop, and the intention will be that it starts at sort of 9 o'clock on the Sunday morning and finishes at 2 o'clock or thereabouts with some lunch provided. So, Gabby, we've got a room and everything, haven't we?
Well, I've put it forward, and I hope that they will. I have no confirmation, but I assume we will, yes.
Yeah, there'll be a room. All right, good, excellent. Which brings us to item four on the... I just wanted to say one other thing before we moved on from that, which is that one of the areas that I'm most concerned about, apart from how we deal with all the work that we've got to do and currently that we've got and what's coming up, which obviously is very important, one of the other areas that I'm very concerned about is that we start to talk about in real terms, succession planning, and we look at putting some mechanisms in place that spread the workload around so that it's not one person or two people who have to actually lead everything, but that we come up with some mechanisms that everyone is comfortable with, that the council's comfortable with, that mean that the different aspects of what the CCNSO does are led by various people on the council. And that's important for several reasons, not least of which is that moving forwards into the future, we need to be able to tell prospective council candidates that if they want to put their name forward to be on the council, that's fine, but they need to understand exactly what it is that they're going to need to be prepared to do if they're going to come onto the council. Because there is a lot of work and it does need to be done, and it can't all be done by a small group of one or two people. So my goal is to come out of Sunday by Sunday lunchtime with at least an understanding amongst all of us that we know we have some sort of methodology for moving forwards, and that will make our future planning much easier than currently is the situation. Any comments? Good. All right. So item four is working group updates. 4.1 is the wildcard study group. Now, Gabby, do you just want to run through what we did with that to get our volunteers and what needs to happen next? And then, Youngham, perhaps you can talk about what we're doing in Nairobi.
Yes. Sure. So I posted a call for volunteers on our email list. There are no special requirements who can join. It can be many from one region. There's no special limits to it, and it's been members, non-members. So the list that I sent out was, I think, about 10 or 11 volunteers. That's what we got in, and I'm quite happy to see that there are many people who have not been participating before who are quite interested in this group, like from Afghanistan or Libya or Philippines, for instance. So I sent out that list. I don't know, would you like me to run through the names? All we need to do is basically
carry on.
So all the council needs to do is just to confirm the names, and then I'll set up an email list, and they can start working.
Okay. Youngham, are you happy that the list has got enough people on it and you're sufficiently comfortable?
Actually, pretty much, and I'm also agree with Gabby in that actually some of the issues that have been mentioned are willing to participate. So if we can just confirm the list, we'll try to set up a teleconference.
So can we agree then that the list of names that Gabby sent out in her email the other day, which is on her, included in her preparatory materials, is approved? Is that okay? Anyone object?
Question for Gabby?
Yeah.
Roughly, what percentage of these volunteers come from CCTLDs that are using wildcards?
A quick look, actually, the only one I can see is from the Philippines, according to the latest list that I had. So it's just the Philippines. And, well, Young and Lee is one of the chairs as well. So, but it's just Philippines, and I don't think that, a quick look at the others, I don't think that any of them are using it.
Okay.
Chris, the question is this a resolution or how should we treat that?
I don't know. Does it need to, well, normally it's a resolution, isn't it, Gabby, for the formation of a well, this is a study group, not a working group, so probably.
Yeah, but you confirm the membership, it's just as easy, so they can start working.
Okay. So yes, I think so, Gabby. I think we need to formally confirm the membership is those people who volunteered that are on your list, which is I'll just go through them. That's Wally Bajesta from Afghanistan, Keith Davidson from New Zealand, Joel Dassini from the Philippines, Keith Drazak from .us, Asaf Mayati from, where's .na?
I think it's
Morocco.
Okay. Khaled Eshay from Libya, Patrick Hussain from Trinidad, Yashira Yanea from Japan, Eric is observing from LACTLD, Rungang Mo from China, and Catherine Reynolds from Canada. And the co-chairs are Andre and Youngham. So I think, Gabby, if we could just have a formal resolution to that effect. Would somebody like to propose that resolution for me, please? Donald Rush.
Hero proposes.
Thank you, Hero. Can I have a seconder, please?
Becky.
Thanks, Becky. Does anybody object? Okay, Gabby, that's passed.
Gabby.
And Youngham,
yes.
You've got a session now. The session is, there's a session set for the Tuesday, I think, or the Wednesday, I can't remember which. And we've told Steve Crocker, and we've invited Steve Crocker and Ram to be there, but told them that they're not expected to do presentations, that basically it's for them to come and listen. And they can obviously say stuff if they want to, but the goal for that, for the wildcard session in Nairobi, is for existing wildcard users, and I use the term wildcard loosely because I know that some countries would say that they're not using wildcards even though they might look like they are, to explain their reasoning, etc. And currently we've got Bill hopefully being there and being prepared to do that, and presumably Korea will give an explanation of what it is that you do. And hopefully we can persuade some others. And Gabby, I think you actually need to specifically target some individuals and find out if they're going to be there, and then get them to make a presentation. I mean, it would be really useful, for example, if Joel's going to be there, Joel to see.
Joel's not going to be there. He said he's happy to do something about it in Brussels, but he's not in Nairobi.
Well, maybe he could provide us with a short written paper that we could discuss, something like that.
Okay.
Or a remote presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Youngham, and maybe it's an idea to early next week to have to set up a call for this working group and discuss how this working group wants to proceed. So before the Nairobi meeting, so a conference call first.
Yeah. I'll try to. So Gabby, can you? Should I send you email?
I can do that. I will set up the email list today, and I'll subscribe everyone today, and I can send out an email with a doodle poll for next week, if that's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So
if you give me the
and also just to let you know that the group will be meeting in Nairobi on Monday as well. I have set up a meeting for them on Monday afternoon.
Thanks, Gabby. That's great. All right, good. So 4.2 on the agenda is the Tech Working Group update, which I don't have anything to say about, except that we've got a usual Tech Day in Nairobi. Is anyone else that's on the Tech Working Group on this call? I don't think there is, but...
Well, I wanted to say that the Tech Working Group has a meeting tomorrow.
Excellent.
The first Tech Working Group call that they have.
Good. All right.
And Eberhard sent out an invitation for topics for the Tech Day.
Good. All right. 4.3 is the delegation, redelegation working group. Now, that working group is slowly but surely working its way through the current topic, which is delegation as opposed to redelegation or retirement. We've considered some documents in some detail, and the intention in Nairobi is as follows. Firstly, there will be a session in the CCNSO members' meeting for us to discuss the topic of delegation. Secondly, and perhaps far more importantly, on Sunday afternoon in Nairobi, at a time that I can't remember, but Gabby, you've probably got that time, the working group is going to run an open session for anybody who has a delegation or redelegation or retirement issue to come to and talk about, because one of the things that the working group is very clear about is that it needs to gather information from the end users, if you like, the people for whom this is very important, about their experiences of dealing with a delegation or a redelegation or retirement. So that will happen on the Sunday.
Half past three.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right after the workshop.
Right after our workshop, exactly. And so we're going to send out a note. Has it gone out? The note hasn't gone out yet, but a note will go out very soon to the members, to the council, the members list, the community list, to all the lists, saying if you've got anything you want to talk about, please come along and talk to the working group about what your problems are, what the challenges are, and what you think the issues are, and we'll basically take that information into the working group and deal with it under the three major headings, which is delegation, redelegation, and retirement. So this is going to be probably the first opportunity for there to be a concentrated period of time for people to come and vent their problems, but also, and it's important that anybody who's had a really good experience also comes along and talks about that as well, because not every delegation or redelegation is actually a problem. Anyone else want to comment on that?
Chris, may I comment? This is Ron.
Yes, Ron, of course you may.
I heard you mention end users there as opposed to the CC community. Should I pass this invitation along to the ALAC?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're very happy for... An integral part of the current IANA process is this mysterious body called the Local Internet Community. So if people involved in the ALAC believe that they're part of the Local Internet Community, and I suspect that they probably are, and want to come along and talk about it, or just want to come along and listen, then they really are very, very welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Cool. Okay. So 4.4 is the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group, and Byron's not on the call. Gabby, Bart, do you have anything to update us on?
Just a few things. I would say if you look at the number of comments on the strategic plan, I think we had an enormous increase in compared to the last couple of years, so that's one. Within 1 or 2 weeks, the framework for the operational plan will be published and the SOP working group will be involved right from the start with Kevin Wilson and Doug to discuss it and to structure the input from the CCTLD community to the operational plan as well.
Okay, and we've got a full hour or so session in Nairobi about that. Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. All right. Four 4.5 is the incident response working group, Bart. What's the situation there?
I think the incident response working group had a meeting. They will present, to my understanding, two models for discussion to the CCTLD community to choose to maintain the repository of contact details and everything else. They still, they're defining other activities as well, and there will be a call this week of the incident response working group. So they're moving forward now with Jörg as new chair.
Okay, good. And they're going to have a session with us in Nairobi.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Chris, this is Peter.
Yeah,
just on that topic. Do you think we'll be able to spend some time on the initiative on the DNS cert? Because I got quite a few questions from members that ask why they didn't hear about this through the CCNSS.
Is this the IETF thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Gabby, is that an item on the agenda?
No. That's the IETF thing is the standardization for escrow.
Okay. Sorry. In that case, I'm not sure that I know what you're talking about. So, could you give me a bit more information?
There is an I wouldn't. It's probably not an initiative yet, but it's a thought amongst the ICANN security team to look into the possibility of creating a DNS a cert specific for DNS. Their idea is to create a new information channel that basically combines the existing channels, but making sure in the meantime that everybody gets access and not just those that are currently actively participating in the search.
And who's driving that?
I think Greg Rattray is the driver. But
Greg's department is the driver, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so can I suggest that Peter, that you and I and that you perhaps send me and Bart a note?
Sure.
I've missed it, I don't think I've had anything from you on it. Maybe I have, but I...
No, probably not. Not from me, no.
Okay. So can you maybe send me and Bart a note, and we'll start talking amongst ourselves and work out what if anything, we can manage to do on that in Nairobi? We don't have a huge amount of time, but having said that, that sounds like something that we should certainly be talking about. So let's
say what I know. It links in with the incident response working group. It's more the back end of the incident response working group. And I know there's been conversations going on between Jörg and people from Greg's department on the DNS cert and how the whether or not this should be linked with the incident response.
Okay. So maybe we can tie that into the incident response working group section.
Yeah.
Let's get some pegs in the ground first,
yeah.
Maybe with a note from you, Peter, and I can talk to Greg Rattray and we'll work out what's going on.
Okay.
I must admit it hasn't come up on my radar, so maybe I've just missed it. But
no, I think that in itself is probably... something we need to discuss as well.
Well, yes, that's possibly true.
Hello.
There's somebody else who wants to talk.
Yes, Mahat here. Hi, are you able to hear me?
Not really, no.
Okay, in regards to DNS, it is still an idea, and I don't think there's something concrete yet. So, it would be best to check with Greg. I believe he's the department and some of the people in the DNS community is just pushing the idea of the DNS cert. But I don't think there's anything concrete. Yeah, they're going to set it up definitely. So
Yes, it may be, but it may be too early for us to actually have a position, but we should at least know what's going on, and I don't. And so if I don't, then I suspect that lots of other people don't either. So. Sure. Okay.
We follow up on the what Peter and we. I think the best way is to report that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Good. All right. That takes us now to 4.6, which is the IDN Policy Development Process Working Group. Bart is currently working on a draft. Of a first cut of a discussion policy document. Hopefully we will have that something that we can discuss in respect to that in Nairobi. That's certainly the intention, isn't it, Bart?
Yeah.
We do have a number of issues. We don't have any issues as a working group as such at the moment, but there are a number of things going on the outside that are relevant, and amongst those are the following. One is that, as you all know, there are a number of fast-track applications which are currently going through the process of being approved or not, and announcements have been made that four or five of them have reached the first stage of approval. What's not happening right now is any feedback coming from that process to us to help us with our full-blown policy development process. And part of the reason for that, of course, is that everyone's application for an IDN CCTLD under the fast track is confidential. Now, one of the things that's going to happen in Nairobi is that at least three and possibly four of the initial applicants, Russia and Egypt and China, I think. Gabby, is that right? Are going to be short.
That session will be Korea, Egypt, and Russia. But
Russia.
China is one of our lunch sponsors, and they wanted a bit more time, so they were going to use their 15 minutes to do an update.
So hopefully, as part of that, we'll be able to get some information from what's good and what's bad about the current process in the fast track that we can then feed into the full-blown policy development process to help us to come up with sensible policies. The other area that's of concern is the subject of variance, which is something that is not currently a part. There's nothing in the fast track proposal or any of the fast track guidelines that we've provided to ICANN that actually deal with variants. However, it's clear that a number of applicants for IDN CCTLDs under the fast track believe that there are certain strings that are effectively variants of the one that they've applied for. And we need to find a way of dealing with those that's satisfactory in the fast track that doesn't impinge in any way on our policy development process. To give you an example, currently you could argue, and I know this is not in Arabic, this is in ASCII, but you could argue that if you apply for .Jordan as an IDN CCTLD, question is dot the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan a variant of dot Jordan, or is it a different name? This is an extraordinarily complicated issue, and it's something which we haven't yet considered, and we're going to have to spend a significant amount of time working our way through as part of the policy development process. And it's never come up before because there are no variants of the two-letter ASCII code. .au is .au, .uk is .uk, and there are no variants. But it's clear that in the IDN world where you're applying for a longer string that is a meaningful designation of your territory name, that it's entirely possible that there might be variants And so we need to work out what we're going to do about that. So that's something we're going to spend some time on as a working group, and hopefully we'll also be able to discuss in some detail in Nairobi. Any comment or questions on that? Okay, well, that then brings me to 4.7, which is the joint GNSO-CCNSO working group on IDNs. The situation there is that the working group has been formed. The chairs of that working group are co-chairs are Jian from .cn and Edmund from, I guess, .asia.
Yeah.
And Chuck Gomes, the chair of the CCNSO, and me are also involved in the sort of initial conversations to work out what that joint working group is going to do. And one of the things that that joint working group may well end up doing is looking at variants, because the issue of variants applies across both IDN GTLDs and IDN CCTLDs. So that working group is going to have... will we have had a telephone meeting before Nairobi, Bart, or not?
We hope to. For what I'll do is I'll follow up is that the chairs want to propose to the JIG, so the co-chairs want to propose to the JIG a list of activities, and both the GNSO and the CCNSO should feel comfortable about this initial list of activities.
Okay, fine.
That's what we're working on, and say until now it's say the topics I think everybody agreed upon, that was the result from the expert group as well, is the one character IDNs. Variance is building upon the expert report, the issues there identified by the experts, and the third one was outreach to ISPs in order to make IDNs work in practice.
Yeah, now that seems to ISPs is to do with the issues that arose way back when new GTLDs came along.
Yeah.
And instead of there being only three-letter GTLDs, we had, you know, .name and .info, and some software wouldn't actually cope with a TLD that had more than three characters. So that's going to need to be worked on for the future, because the vast majority of new TLDs, be they IDN CCTLDs or GTLDs or ASCII or IDN GTLDs, may well have more than three characters. So we're going to have to deal with the software issues that arise because of that. Any comments or questions on that? We'll do a full explanation of all of this in Nairobi. But unless there are any questions for now. Okay, good. That's the working group, the working group reports, I think. We've got some other issues in respect to the GAC and the affirmation stuff, but we'll get to those under any other business. So that brings us to the liaison updates. Ron, thank you. Do you have anything that you want to add to your at-large update?
I think that it's pretty self-explanatory, the written update. If you have any questions, or if anyone has any questions, I'll be pleased to answer them.
Good.
Otherwise, we can follow up by email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. And we also have... We'd like to make it easy if we can, Ron. We also have a note I've just received it. Gabby, you've only just sent it out, I think, from Han Xuan as the GNSO liaison update. Is that right?
Yeah, I just received it during this call, so I just posted it. You should all have it by now.
Yeah, that's the one that's addressed to dear ladies, because apparently there are no gentlemen on the CCNSO account.
Yeah, and I just forwarded it.
Is that you, Han Xuan?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really, really hard to hear you, mate. You're going to have to really speak up.
The ladies are just
We're the only important ones, so.
I don't think many of us have had a chance to read it yet, to be honest. Can I suggest that we take? Can I suggest that the council has a look at Huan Chan's report, and if there are any questions or comments, that we put those to the list. Is that okay with everyone? Okay, good. I'll take that as a yes. All right. Gabby, have I missed anything, or does that bring us to any other business?
No, you haven't missed anything.
Okay, good. So there are two things that I've got on any other business. The first is that, as you all know, next week on, I think it's the 17th, we have a joint call with the GAC on their draft IDN principles. Everybody's seen all that, I hope. I'd encourage everyone who is available to please be on that call. I've invited also the members of the relevant IDN, the IDN PDP working group, to also be on that call. And I've also invited a number of other CCTLDs who I know are interested in this particular aspect. For example, Annabeth from Sweden to be on.
Norway.
Norway. Sorry, Gabby. Apologies to Sweden and Norway. and anyone else who cares to take my apology. For anything I've ever done. I've drafted a note. What happened was that we sent our letter to the GAC, and the response from some members of the GAC was, fine, but can we have some more detail? So we've drafted an explanatory note which basically sets out the same things as we said in our letter, which is that we have an overarching issue with the concept of putting principles in place right now, but also looks at some very specific issues as examples of why we might have a problem, and we've had positive feedback, I think, from a number of councillors. I've had no negative feedback at all, so unless I get some negative feedback from the council within the next sort of 24 hours or so, I'm going to send that out to Yanis as a note from the CCNSO that will start the discussion of our call next week. Any comments or input on that? Okay, good. The last item that I have is the affirmation of commitments review. AUDA put in a series of comments on that document. The time for putting in submissions was extended until tomorrow LA time, which is probably about 36 hours away. And again, I've had only positive feedback from councillors that the CCNSO could simply endorse the comments that AUDA made in respect to that. And again, unless there are any objections in the next sort of 24 hours or so, my intention would be that the CCNSO Council would write and would submit something that simply said, look, we think that the comments that AUDA has made are fine and we endorse them. So unless anybody wants to speak about that now or wants to send an email to the list, that's what will happen in a day or so. Any comment?
Chris.
Good. Yes, Yanam.
No one is commenting. I would just like to say that I agree with what you said.
Thank you. All right. Well, I think, I mean, I don't think anything we've said, that Alda has said in its comments is controversial. It's just basically all about timing and support from the community and all of that stuff. So it should be relatively easy to deal with, and it's really good if we can manage to put in a CC NSO Council comment. So, but I'm happy to deal with any comments that anybody has in writing on the list in the next day to ensure that we're not putting in something that people don't basically agree with. Okay. Does anyone have any other business that they'd like to talk about at all?
Chris, you might have mentioned this and I might have not paid attention, but I was to remind you that you were going to ask the councillors whether it's okay to skip the I Can Board session on Wednesday morning.
Oh, yes, well done, well done. Yeah, thanks, Gabby, for that. That's actually fantastic. Gosh, that was a bit noisy. So normally, in the past, we have had a breakfast with the board on the Wednesday morning. Now, we have a situation where currently we have the chair and the CEO coming to us on the Tuesday for an hour or so to talk about stuff. My question for the council is whether you think that the breakfast with the board that we currently have organised on Wednesday mornings is worthwhile, or whether we would be better to not worry too much about that and actually create our liaisons with the board in other ways. And I'm interested to know what people think and whether they think that breakfast is worthwhile or not.
I personally don't think we should break the tradition.
Okay, cool.
Mrs. Peter, I agree with Dottie. I find it actually very useful to talk to board members that otherwise we do not see.
Look, I'm really happy with that. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was comfortable with it. However, there's a price to pay for both Dottie and Peter saying that they agree with that. And that is that what I would like to do is to say to Gabby that we do want to have that breakfast and we're going to and go ahead with it, but perhaps actually work a little bit, and it's not going to be too much work, but work a little bit on the structure of that, not so much necessarily for Nairobi, but for the future, about how we can make the best out of that particular interaction so that we don't just sit there for an hour with cornflakes and coffee, but we actually use it in a way that works for us, because it's our breakfast and we decide how it works, and we need to, so we can discuss this in our workshop as part of the things that we talk about. But I just wanted to flag that yes, it's wonderful and I agree it's worthwhile, but we need to make sure that we're making the best use of the time.
Chris, this is Becky. I agree.
Yes, Becky.
I agree with that. I mean, I think it would be useful if we even just had a sort of particular topic that we wanted to engage the table in a discussion. I find there's a lot of, you know, board members talking to each other, essentially.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with that, too. I think the structure would be very beneficial.
Right. So even if we can't, you know, do any big structure thing for Nairobi, if we could think of a couple of topics that, you know, we want to sort of say in advance we want to talk about, I think that would be useful.
Okay. Well, I agree with that. So here's a suggestion. what we agreed last time was that prior to the Seoul meeting, we would ask the members to tell us the topics that they would like us to discuss with the chair and the CEO in a Tuesday morning session. So I think we should do that again. And Gabby, I think we should send a note out to the members list saying, look, we've got this session at, is it 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning?
Yeah.
With Rod and Peter. And would people please tell us what it is that they want to discuss, what the topics are that they would like to be brought up at that session, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I think what we can usefully do is after that session, we can then work out what we take from that session to the Wednesday morning breakfast, and as Becky has suggested, maybe have one, possibly two topics, that each member of the council is clear that that's what they need to be talking about, and that then they each come away from the discussion that they have with individual board members at the breakfast, having actually raised those topics, and then we have some sort of discussion briefly, even if it's just over coffee, later in the day, about to feed back the information that we've got on those two topics from two or three of us talking to two or three board members at each table. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. But am I making this up, or is this exactly what we did in Seoul with the geonames issue?
We sort of tried. Well, we did the first bit, Peter, but I'm not sure. I'm not clear we did the second bit. We might have intended to, but and I'm happy to accept it's probably just me. But I
well, I
I'm
found
not,
this. Sorry, I found the Seoul ones the least productive.
Yeah. I think we need to go in with a series of questions coming out of the Tuesday session. Yeah.
Well, there's another matter, and that is, what are the most burning issues of the board? And do you think those are going to come up in the Tuesday morning session?
Well, the problem is that that's a really good question, Dottie, and the problem is that what the board does is abdicate responsibility and say that it's our breakfast and it's up to us to decide what we talk about. And actually what we should be doing, I think, is saying, look, we want to talk about A and B, but we'd like you to come and tell us what you want to talk about as well. So it's not just us telling the board what we want to talk about, but them telling us what their issues are. So maybe we need to put in place a mechanism that tells them that we would like them to come to the breakfast and tell us what it is that they want to talk about. And I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to just ask that question in the morning, if that's the way it works.
Well, what about the Tuesday session with them?
Well, that's much more of a what do you want. Tuesday is only with the chair and the CEO, and the intention of the Tuesday session is for us to ask them questions. That's the intention of the Tuesday session.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they can't bring stuff up. They can if they want to, but generally speaking, what the Tuesday session is about is us actually asking them questions. Effectively, it's us going to our members and saying, what do you want us to ask, and us asking that. Because that's only the CEO and the chair, whereas our breakfast, the council's breakfast with the board, is a much wider discussion about anything that we want to talk about. Do you understand what I mean? Or?
Oh yeah, I understand what you mean. I think maybe we'd have fewer surprises at the board meeting if we knew what was on your mind, what was burning on your mind.
Yeah. Well, we can do that. We can ask them that question.
Chris?
Yes, Yanam.
I agree with basically most of what's been discussed, and I'd like to make an additional suggestion.
Yeah.
We did, with regard to the issues that we want to talk about, I think we tried to kind of assign certain issues to certain people last time. But we weren't. I'm thinking that maybe it would. There could be a mechanism to have some of the so-called relevant board members sit at the same table, because it really depends. I mean, how much discussion you have with the board really depends on who is sitting with you.
Yeah.
At the table, so. If we could kind of try to maybe, I don't know, put a header on the table or with regard to the discussion topic or whatever. But that,
yeah.
That could help. I try to focus, try to get the discussion focused.
Sure. Well, can we agree then that... that we'll work on this we want the breakfast to be more productive, and that we'll spend some time over the next couple of weeks working on some mechanisms to make that happen, and then hopefully we can produce a suggestion for our meeting on the Sunday that we can take forward to the breakfast. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good.
Everyone okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right. Excellent. Are there any other topics for discussion?
Yes, I have just one more request. Say this is from the Items International, the reviewers of the CCNSO. They will be in Nairobi, and they asked if they could have an interview with the full council after the council meeting on Wednesday afternoon. It will take about half an hour, and the format will be they want to pose one or two questions to the council and discuss this with the council members. So not individually, but as a council itself.
Fine.
So, yeah, so that's one. And Gabby, you want to...
Yeah, I can mention that we're currently working on redesigning the CCNSO website. We have had interviews with quite many people about what they would like to see changed, and we have compiled the input and, you know, put together a summary of what we could change, and we have also worked on actually restructuring it completely. So we will have a session on Thursday at Nairobi at 10 till 11, where we will present what the, you know, we will gather the group that we interviewed, and but everyone is invited, you're invited to attend and see how what we were thinking of, how the new website will look like, and that's just an invitation. And that's it.
Okay. Anyone else?
Is there going to be an opportunity for the CC to meet with the two new Washington policy folks, Jamie Hedlund and David Olive? Is that something that we've scheduled?
No, we haven't, but it's a really interesting question, although maybe I've missed something, but I wouldn't characterize David Olive as being a Washington, I mean, his job is he's a policy person, not a Washington person, isn't he?
Yes, he will replace Denise Michel. Denise Michel will leave as of next Friday, up of the 15th. So David Olive will take his place. He's a replacement for Denise.
Hmm.
I was just talking about him being a Washington person because that's where he is physically.
Yeah.
For no other, because I gather he is all, you know, doing something else.
Sure.
Not Washington relations.
Okay. I think that would be a really valuable exercise, at least for the council to meet with them. Can we take that?
Yeah, I'll try to set up a meeting with them.
And see if we can set up a meeting?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. Anything else? Excellent. All right. Well, in that case, unless there's any other comments, I'm going to close the call, and I guess we'll see everybody in Nairobi.
Yeah.
Last call for comments. Done, fixed. Everyone travelled safely to Nairobi. See you all there.
Okay.
Thanks,
Chris.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.